Hello, everyone. Kenji here. And we are today doing the 9th version of Planetary Light Meditation. So thank you all very much for taking the time out in your busy lives to attend this call. This will be a very intense call today. We're going to cover a lot of ground here, so let's just do an overview. For those that maybe aren't familiar with these monthly presentations we'll be doing throughout the lockdown, whatever you want to call it, until we sense that the planet is moving into a new normalcy. And you never know how long that's going to take. But we'll keep doing it, help support you guys through the shift. Okay. So, as we continue to journey further into this series, our focus today will be on deepening our transcendental experience of your ascension process and healing the post-global event stress. Well, it's not quite post yet, but continuing into the shift and releasing the stress. So, as the planetary cleansing process continues, and more fake news and intel saturates the media platforms, we have a choice to master the art of detachment and neutrality and to balance our four lower bodies. That would be your etheric physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your physical body. From the pressure of historical patterns that are being released into the atmosphere of the earth. Many things are being triggered. The shadow is being triggered, the unconscious. And hopefully, the collective astral plane is being cleansed and purified, I'll bet with much resistance from those that are in power. So this is a time for us together to practice our mastery in remaining in the center of the hurricane, to remain in the center of the cyclone, as John Lilly coined that phrase way back when, to remain in the stillness of our heart. So with our knowledge that energy follows thought and that our intentions create our reality and response to that creation, we have the opportunity today to envision the world we want to live in and how we will relate to humanity, the earth, and our divine presence. We will move into the vibration of possibility and potential so our mind and emotions can be empowered with divine balance and harmony. A planetary cleansing will be offered towards the end of this activation. So again, join us for a powerful journey into the unknown, into the void of what is possible. And we're going to ask and invite your soul group to attend this, as well as your ancestors, your family members, and your beloved pets. Okay, so let's settle in. Let's bring our focus to our breathing. And as you breathe in the light, call forth your entourage, your council of light, your healing team, your comedy team. Activate the four pillars of light in the four corners of your home. We're going to call forth the Council of 14 to assist and to help each one of you to integrate very easily the power of this presentation. And make sure you have water handy afterwards. So, no matter if you're lying down, sitting in yoga posture, sitting in a chair, Bring all of your awareness to the here and now. I am here. I am now. I am. As I take in the light of transformation into my body, and as I release through the out-breath all that is of the old, all that is not necessary anymore, continue to slowly breathe deep through the nostrils into your solar plexus and into your heart center. And slowly exhale out through the mouth. All that is irrelevant energetically, emotionally, mentally, from your system. Letting go of all energy that you may have taken in from the world. Release it through the out-breath. Breathe in the power of 9, which is also a number of completion. Feel the presence of the pillars of light from the archangels. Now begin to invoke the power of the central sun. Also invoking the sacred heart of Gaia. And begin now to enhance your grounding through your base chakra, through your feet chakras, with the heart of the earth. Feeling her love and support through these changes. Completely open up the feet chakras and begin to release any energies that you have taken on from the earth, from humanity, that's stuck in your feet. Feel as if your feet chakras are dumping, releasing, letting go of any and all energies that you may have taken on from the collective. Letting go of the fear and the confusion and the chaos. Completely disengaging from the collective astral plane. Now, begin to receive little wavelets of light coming over your body, relaxing all the muscles in your face, your eyelids, your jaw, your TMJ. Relaxing the stress in your neck, your shoulders, top of your back. Allowing your thyroid gland to reset itself and move back into its natural rhythm and function. Release the pressure in the chest. Take a deep breath into the lungs. Opening up your crown chakra, your third eye, your throat. relaxing your belly muscles, your fingers, your thighs, your calves, your toes. Releasing any tension in the toes, especially your big toes. Continue to breathe and focus. Touching your thumb and index fingers together, palms facing upwards. And you may want to touch the tip of your tongue, the roof of the mouth. Ask your guardian angel to be behind you, allowing a deeper connection with your guardian angel. And we're going to ask your soul group to come and support you in this beautiful activation. And your celestial brothers and sisters. Continue to release all energies that are not yours from the solar plexus and your emotional body. Continue to feel those waves of relaxation moving through your body and through your mind as you release mental tension in your mental body. And releasing all static in your etheric body. Releasing the static from the collective, the uncertainty, the fear of the unknown. Continue to release the tension in your fingers. Breathing deeply the light. We're going to ask your higher self now to stand by. Now, completely disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness and the chaos of the world. Moving awareness deep into the heart, deep into that place of divine interconnection. Allow the body to continue to release the stress and the worry. Now we're going to breathe in the power of stillness into your four lower bodies. Allow the body, allow your emotions, allow your mind to align with peace and tranquility. Allow the cells of your etheric physical body to begin to experience peace and tranquility, especially your kidneys and your adrenal glands, your thyroid and parathyroids, your liver, your colon, your stomach, your lungs. Now begin to receive supporting energies from the lion's gate. Allowing the third eye to begin to open and activate to the next level. Now begin to breathe in a beautiful cleansing vibration into the optic nerves that connect your eyeballs with your brain. Allowing the eyes and your vision to cleanse from the stress. From the confusion, from the world condition, allowing the eyes to relax, now, as you move awareness through a golden arc of light, into your higher light bodies, allow your DNA, your chromosomes, genes, subatomic level, to begin to release historical, cultural, family, ancestral energies that are no longer relevant for you. Use the power of the breath to release. Releasing the pattern of reaction from ancestors, family members, from your generations. Resistance to the truth. Calling forth your shadow aspect. For enlightenment, moving the unconscious mind into the light. Allowing for the transmutation. Of the imprinted pattern of conflict of the opposites. And from deep within your unconscious and perhaps early childhood, begin to release the concept, the belief, the attitude of the conflict between the masculine and the feminine. Releasing the overwhelm. Releasing any levels of post-traumatic stress. Releasing the historical pattern of anxiety. Begin to breathe in the power of the present moment. Now receive a deep cleansing of your nervous system, especially your vagus nerve system, 10th ventricle, that comes out of the brain. It affects all of your major organs. Feel a deep cobalt vibration moving through the neurons, also moving through your circulatory system, especially the capillaries, blood vessels. Bringing awareness from the higher dimensions into your base chakra. Allow the shadow aspects of your base chakra to emerge into the light as if from a very deep sleep. Coming into the light, embracing everything that comes forward in consciousness, emotions, thoughts, visions, intuitions, sensations. Begin to release the connection to the old world energies, the old matrix of pain and suffering. Allowing the big chakra to begin to realign and recalibrate to new earth, or to that which your soul desires to create as your new reality. Release the conflict. Release the indecision. Release procrastination. Release any level of stuckness. And allow the energies to begin to move once again, to flow, to circulate, to enlighten. Now begin to breathe in the power of nine as a vibration into the base chakra. Continue to breathe in the light. Allow that light to penetrate deep into your original eight cells of creation in your sacrum. Now surround your body and your field with the light of the Christ. Now breathe in clarity into the base chakra. Breathe in purpose. Breathe in focus. Breathe in grounding with the ascension process of the earth. Let the light flow through your crown, into the brain, into the spinal column. Feel the channel in your spines, cleansing, purifying. Realigning. feel the flow of your meridians and your nadis. Circulating that divine light through the auric field, through the chakra system, through all 144,000 points of light. Allow the body to move into stillness. Let's take a deep breath back up into the lungs. Letting go, once and for all, of the sense of I cannot breathe. Opening up the throat. Letting go energetically of your connection to anyone who says, I cannot breathe. Letting go of tribal consciousness that says, I cannot breathe. Letting go of all energies that basically say, I do not matter. I am not important. Letting go of the doubt that says, what is the purpose? Letting go of feeling from your inner child that I am not significant. I'm going to ask your inner child to continue to receive. And letting go of the belief that you are your body. Begin to reclaim the self. Now we're going to bring awareness to the third eye. Allowing the density around your pineal to release. Allowing the pain of perception to release. releasing the sense of hardship and struggle that have affected your vision, your inner vision, your ability to see the truth, your ability to discern. Your ability to simply observe what is. Relaxing the fingers, relaxing the toes. I'll begin to breathe in the power of the central sun directly into the center of the brain, third ventricle, thalamus, hypothalamus, pituitary, pineal. Now allow deep cleansing and balancing of your limbic system. Allow the release of struggle within the brain, within the mind, within the emotional body. Now allow a greater infusion of light into the hemispheres of your brain, coming from your I am, allow the healing from the light to all levels of brain trauma, allow the brain to release itself from stress, and reconnect with the power of joy. Feel that power beginning to build in the very center of your brain. Allow the endorphins to release. The serotonin, melatonin, DMT. The neurotransmitters. Allow the sacred fluid that is within the center of the brain to circulate through your spinal column. Now allow this activation to continue to complete. Move awareness deeper into the quantum. We're going to call forth now the presence of Metatron, Babaji, Sanat Kumara. And those of the planetary grid system that wish now to support a deeper cleansing of the chaos that is upon the earth. Now, see the grid of the earth, the matrix of the earth. And as you are clear and perfect channel for the power of grace and blessings from Source, allow a channeling now of whatever divine frequencies and vibrations and consciousness that mankind, humanity, can receive at this moment, including all of the animals of the earth, all of the elementals of the earth, the nature spirits, secret sites, ley lines, power spots. Allow for the channeling of the power of grace to move into the minds and hearts of humanity. To all those that apparently are in great states of suffering and distress, fear and confusion, doubt and resistance, unconsciousness, ask to be a clear and perfect channel also for all artificial intelligence, all levels of technology, channel this divine vibration into your community, into your neighborhood, into your home, into your automobiles, your workspace. Into the environment, into the atmosphere of the earth. Allow the channeling to go to all world leaders, seen and unseen, to all of the children of the earth, to all of the pets upon the planet. To all life forms that are ready to ascend, that are ready to take the next step, that are ready to receive the blessings, that are ready to receive the light and divine reconnection. channel this state of grace and blessings into the earth, into the soil of the earth, into the waters of the earth, into the air of the earth. We ask that all energies that are being released to return to Source. Allow a channeling of light to all guardian angels that are upon the earth. That they may reconnect with the soul, with the human embodiment. We ask for the soul of humanity to be reconnected to the incarnation, we ask for the final healing of the separation within humanity. And that Gaia's divine light be reestablished in this now moment. And envision and feel and sense and know and see and hear. Peace pervading the earth and all life forms. Now all that you have been channeling to the earth and humanity now receive for self into all levels of your embodiment, all 144,000 levels of your body, your mind, your emotions, your spirit. Receive the blessings for yourself. Let it go deep into your inner child. Let it go deep into the body, into the protons, electrons, and neutrons. Let it go deep into the DNA, the RNA, chromosome, genes, codons, telomeres. Now let's take a few moments to communicate with the guides that are here for your message. for today, your next step. And I will call you back when it's time to return. Move deeper into the stillness and the silence and keep the heart open. You can finish up on your communication. We're going to now envision in the mind of God the pyramids upon the earth. All of the functional pyramids upon the earth. And envision in the mind of God, your mind, that these pyramids of power are restored to their original intent, purpose, and energy. We ask for the removal from prime source of all interfering energies. that have affected the power of these pyramidal structures. We ask for divine cleansing, purification of these power centers, that these pyramids of light be restored to their original divine intent and purpose and function in this now moment, as the Earth Mother is ready to regain her empowerment, her innate empowerment. Hold the state of balance for the Earth as she recalibrates. Hold the state of divine balance for the Earth. And we're going to make a call to those enlightened civilizations within the Earth, inner Earth, to begin to make themselves known to us so that we can better communicate and coordinate the ascension process for all. And we ask from Prime Source again, divine intervention for the state of the Earth. We ask of the angel kingdom to support all those humans and even animals that are in distress financially, economically, emotionally, physically, medically, spiritually. We ask for divine assistance from the angelic kingdom for humanity. Keep the light of the Christ around you at all times. And hold that state of compassion and wisdom for humanity. Okay, you may finish up now. Allow a very gentle integration of this activation in divine right timing. These planetary light meditations can work with you for the remainder of this year, this physical year. Allow a step-by-step, gentle, natural integration. And know that the benefits are cumulative and work over time. And that each listening provides deeper levels of opportunity for expansion and growth and self-healing. Remember to drink water. Make sure you're fully grounded. If you need to go out into the world today, keep your focus on what is changing, what is different. Remember that energy follows thought. And you now have a choice to choose each day how you want to experience your life, your destiny, your soul purpose. Anything is possible. Miracles are natural states of creation. You deserve the very best. And you deserve to be prosperous on all levels. And that you are free to express your creativity upon the planet. Trusting in the unknown. Trusting that you are divinely guided each and every day and that you are loved and supported by God. Your I Am. Your soul group. Your guardian angel. So until next time, many blessings. Allow the transformation and the healing to occur naturally, without effort. Allow it to be. Practice presence. Stay in the here and now. Release all judgments. Know that you came here for a specific reason and purpose, which is now being revealed to you each and every day. Trust. Have faith. Be the blessings. Until next time, blessings from Asheville.